Hey guys, it's your girl Food for Thought. I am back. I have been pretty MIA lately, but I do have a brief topic that I would like to speak about. So we're going to talk about the shooting that has been happening since earlier this year. This year has just started. We're only almost 3 months into this year, and we've been seeing so many shootings. And I want to really just touch base on the Florida shooting. So that was pretty graphic. 17 people have been killed in the Florida shooting. And I have been looking on my timeline, on my social media, and people are saying that it's because he had a mental illness. The shooter did. And they also said it's because that he was bullied. So I feel like not a regular person or somebody that is not right in the head would go around shooting and killing people, especially a total of 17 people, and just did not stop at all whatsoever. I feel like you shouldn't blame mental illness for your actions, because mental illness don't got nothing to do with your actions. Like, I get that when you live in the South area or Florida, then it's legal to carry a gun, and you don't need like a gun license, I believe, but I know you need a gun license in California. But I think it's not right. I honestly think he should get the death penalty, because that's just too many people that you're killing. And then the last person that I saw, I forgot his name, but he killed 3 people, and he was laughing about it. He wrote on his shirt, "Killer." So some people are just very sick at a young age, and they just go around and kill people and think it's okay. So I see people complaining, saying like, you know, it's Trump's fault because he thinks it's all right to have like an armed weapon, and I feel like he should change that. And they're also saying that Trump is saying that the shootings are happening because of the mental illnesses, and he's going to you know, help with the mental illness and go to Florida and see about the school and the grieving. Now, there are so many people who have been killed, including people at a young age, teachers that were just trying to protect the students. I saw a video on Facebook where the kids were screaming and you heard shooting and they shot at the computer. And then there was another video where they were evacuating and I saw a dead body on the floor. And then another dead body when you see the video. I don't know if you could pull it up on Facebook, but I would look it up so you can see what I'm talking about. And then there was just dead bodies in the hallway, and it was just really sad because there was just like blood everywhere in that video. And I feel like with that kind of stuff, people should be more mindful of what they say about that kind of stuff, because that's a touchy subject. Like, people going around killing, like, you could get traumatized by this kind of stuff. And I feel like they need to bring professionals up to the school, and they need to get just like really, 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 really deep therapy, because I feel like kids are going to be very traumatized, including teachers, because this isn't something that you just automatically get over. And then also I saw a video that went up today with this blonde girl, and she said that she was joking around with the shooter, quote unquote. She was coming out of the bathroom while the shooting was happening, or after the fact, and she was just not making sense. She was laughing in the video, she was making jokes about the shooting, so you know she was just getting it for 15-minute fame. So I just feel like this kind of matter is not a joke. I feel like society should change. I feel like guns should be illegal in every single state, and I feel like there should be every security you know, thing in every single school, so this won't happen. Like, this happened in the Sandy Hook, this happened at the church, and this also happened at schools. And we've just been seeing shootings at schools and people getting killed. It's just very sad, and my prayers go out to the families and their loss, and also to the school, and as well as the students and the teachers and the principal that goes there. And just pray that everything's going to be okay, because stuff like that is serious. And this is just my topic of the day. What are your thoughts? Let me know and call in if you would like. You guys have a wonderful evening, wonderful morning, and a wonderful day due to different time zones. Bye, guys.